All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Saturday Show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich and Shane Keening with you from various parts of the Western United States. And Shane, I don't know if you've been following this, but we've got a new type of World Cup going on that involves the club teams. And we have approached already the second chance bracket here coming up a little later today, actually. And it is our pleasure and privilege to be joined by Tony Meola, a legendary keeper for the United States national team and legendary broadcaster now. Tony, Jeff and Shane with you. How are you doing?
Guys, good to jump on with you for a little bit, talk a little Club World Cup. Your guys' cities have had some fun here over the last couple of weeks.
Most excellent. It's, we talk a lot about the NFL going overseas for exposure and growth of the game. And I think that it kind of reciprocates when we talk about the original game of football. We've got this tournament going on. We're really excited to see it. But first of all, you know, we're men before we are athletes. And I want to know how you're doing. You had a little health scare earlier this year. You become an advocate for getting checked out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Health scare for sure. And it's become sort of a life mission to make sure that men and women go get their heart checked out, because had I done that, I wouldn't have been in the position that I was in. And it oddly enough came at a moment where I thought I was doing really good. It was even a bigger lesson to let people know, hey, don't take this lightly. Don't take it for granted. It's pretty easy to go get checked up, and it takes very little time out of your day. And I highly recommend it, but I appreciate you bringing that up so much and knock on wood that things are going in the right direction right now.
All right. We've got the FIFA Club World Cup going on. We're at the knockout stage, and Tony, I'd be lying if I said that I was not shocked by some of these teams that are having to play for their life because of the level of competition that we've got.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're bringing the best teams, the best teams in club football into one place, and you're trying to figure out who the best is in the end. And I think you guys have the Palmeiras and Botafogo in one of the locations. You got Inter Miami. That one's in Philly. In Atlanta, you got Inter Miami, the lone standing MLS team against your Champions League winners in PSG. There's so many storylines. You got a Benfica against Chelsea. Chelsea side that is trying to grow in to compete in the Champions League. Benfica, I've got one of my, this is more of a selfish one. It's got one of my favorite players to watch over the last 15 years, and Angel Di Maria. I'm not a Benfica fan. I'm a Di Maria fan. He's going to retire after this Club World Cup, and maybe his last game that he ever plays. You got Manchester City against Al-Hilal, who Al-Hilal's had one of the best goalkeepers in this league, and Yassine Bono, we saw him with Morocco in the 2020 World Cup. I mean, there's so many different storylines, but for me, guys, it's been about the games have been great, the level of football's been great, the fan bases that we've seen around the country they've showed out, they've come out to support their sides, they've taken over malls, they've taken over beaches, and having had the honor of playing in a World Cup in 1994 here in the U.S., to think about what this is all going to translate into next year, I always feel like this is a little bit of a warm-up, right, from a fan's perspective, for the 2026 World Cup in 1994, if it's any indication of what it might be like, it's going to be outstanding. But we have seen incredible games over the last couple of weeks, and now we get into the fun part. This is what we call the business end of tournaments, right, where it's one and done here, and we got massive clubs in this competition.
what when you talk about great games and highlighting specific players that people can watch for that are on their turf and taking over cities, you're a veteran of the soccer world. What has been the highlight of this as we get into these knockout stages for you? Obviously, seeing the players, you said you're a huge fan of specific players, but what has been the highlight of this play that we're seeing here on our home turf?
I think that the brightest shining star for me has been the sort of reemergence of Brazilian football. You've got all four Brazilian teams that have qualified through the next round. Palmeiras, Botafogo, they'll play each other. Fluminense will play Inter Milan, your Champions League runners-up. Flamengo against Bayern Munich. Flamengo with a fan base of between 45 and 50 million people. And that iconic red and black jersey, that for me has been this reemergence. And we've seen it with funding to the Brazilian league over the last 5 or 6 years. That has grown. Not only are they able to keep Brazilian footballers in Brazil, they're able to get players from around the world now to start coming to Brazil to play. That wasn't the case. Brazil was a selling country and league forever. We're seeing a little shift in that paradigm, and now I guess they'd be happy with the results so far. So we're seeing the fruits of their labor and money and all of that stuff come to the forefront. But in the end, I think I did my bracket, by the way. I've got one Brazilian team in Palmeiras playing Manchester City in the semifinals, the other one PSG and Real Madrid, and in the end, I've got Manchester City winning this over PSG.
All right, so you've got PSG over Inter Miami on Sunday. I want to speak to you because you've played both the international game and in the MLS. Messi goes for Inter Miami against PSG on Sunday. What has his impact been on MLS and the American game of soccer?
Yeah, it's massive, right? It had that David Beckham effect years later. And we saw what David Beckham did while he was here. He continues to do at his club now, which is Inter Miami. On the other side of things, from a boardroom standpoint, we're talking about arguably the greatest player of all time in Lionel Messi. And if he's not your greatest player, he's in your top two or three, right? And when you have that comes with an immediate impact, and it's great to see him play in this competition. Well, okay, they're playing PSG. We know who PSG is. We know that they're Champions League winners. This is an opportunity for him and his group to test themselves against the best players in the world. I interviewed Noah Allen a little bit earlier today, and when I mentioned the opportunity maybe to go up against like a Desiree Doué, two guys that I think are really, I think are really similar in age. I know Noah Allen is 21 years old, and now you're looking at this opportunity to play, and I'm just pulling up here. Desiree Doué is 20 years old, so similar in age. Desiree Doué recognizes maybe the next Mbappe, right, in the way that he plays. From an athlete standpoint, he put that smile on his face. He said, well, if you want to be good in anything, you got to compete against the best, right? Can you imagine the opportunity for a kid like that? It's just, for me, it's so cool to see those kind of storylines here. But it's no doubt a massive, massive test for Inter Miami in this group.
All right, we've got – go ahead, Shane.
When you talk about opportunity, I know that, in American sports, we expect that when you watch a sport, the best of that sport is going to be in the United States. And I feel like football/soccer has been different. The best players are playing internationally. We do get them in our home country throughout, every 4 years, or get to see them when they come in for friendlies. Is there any, should there be a mind shift change to say, hey, you're not going to have all of the best players in the United States playing for a United States league, you're gonna have that internationally? Or is there steps that you feel like the United States can make to be like, hey, MLS, now we have Messi, you talked about it with Brazil, is there something that you think the United States can or should do so they're putting more money in it, so now they're buyers and not sellers?
Well, they are putting more money into it, right? You saw the salaries that just came out. There's a lot of people in the world that love to have some of those salaries. And if you if you ask Brazilians, the best players in Brazil are playing in Europe. If you ask Argentinians, the best players in Argentina are playing in Europe. If you ask Colombians, if you ask Venezuelans, like you think about where sort of the funnel is going, right? It's to Europe. But that doesn't mean their leagues aren't great and can't be great. I think for me, this is kind of an age-old argument for me. Like, I talk to people around the world. I talk to scouts around the world. I talk to coaches around the world every year. And I think that the people who want to knock MLS all live here in the U.S., right? They do, because the respect for the league around the world is incredible. That's why it was important for us to have we had one team go through, but you can't tell me that Seattle was poor in this competition. They were in the hardest bracket in this entire competition. You can't tell me LAFC, outside of one half, I should say, for LAFC, that they were poor in this competition. If they were a little bit sharper in goal, they might be in the same spot Inter Miami is in. So it's not as if we're that far off the mark. But in the U.S., as you mentioned, right, we're used to winning and winning now and being the best, right? That's kind of the goal of everything. But NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, NBA is changing a little bit. They don't have a world market to compete with every day.
Yeah.
And dollars to compete with those teams. So it's not necessarily apples to apples, but if I'm going to talk about the direction of Major League Soccer, it's been nothing but up since 1996, and we're in the best moment we're at that we've ever been at, with the understanding, I think, from everybody in the league, is that there's still room to grow.
Tony, second chance action begins this weekend. We're in Florida. We're in Charlotte. We're in Philadelphia. My question is, where are you, and how can we hear you call the games this weekend?
Yeah, so I'm up at CBS right now, headed back in a little bit back to my home in Florida, and I'll be on Fox this weekend. Sorry, I'm on Apple TV calling FC Dallas against San Diego. So that should be a fun open one I got this weekend. So hopefully I get some goals, right? That's the thing when we call a game, right? That's what you're hoping for. You got some goals to call.
That's American soccer legend Tony Meola. Hear him on Apple TV over this weekend. Tony, appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a little break on the other side. It's Jimmy Eat World and Shane Koenig. You're listening to the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.